Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a Friday. Moving in on Christmas. Doug Karsh, Gator with the day off. Tony Ortiz, thank you very much. All right, we've done this before, and it's almost become an annual thing, but it's funny every single time we do it. And it being this time of year, I guarantee it's going to happen to some of you. I guarantee that 5 days from now, or whenever you open your gifts, this holiday season, for whatever holiday you're celebrating, you will, some of you will experience this. Because I think it happens to all of us. It generally, if you're listening to this station, you're probably a bit of a sports fan. Just guessing. And because you are a sports fan, somebody in your life at some point is going to say, oh, this gift makes sense for them because you're a sports fan. And the person that's making the purchase might not know anything about sports. And you open it up and you look at it and you go, oh, a Mark Gubiza jersey. Thanks. Right? You just get a sports gift because you're a sports fan. And it has nothing to do with who you like or what you like. Kang, this happened to you?
Of course.
And it's awesome. Every time you've told the story, I've laughed.
It's actually one of my favorites now just because it's so funny to me.
It is so great.
I believe it was the mid to late 90s. Big sports fan, obviously. And mm-hmm. I enjoy football tremendously. Football and basketball are my two favorite sports. And for Christmas, I received a Tampa Bay Buccaneers Hardy Nickerson jersey. Now, mind you, I am not a Tampa Bay fan.
You're not.
I'm not particularly a Hardy Nickerson fan. Nothing against the guy, but I don't know if I've uttered his name to anyone
ever before.
Yeah, like other than if the Lions happen to be playing them that, you know, twice a year when they're in the same division, right?
Yep.
But I still have it in my closet, and I'm 100% convinced it was on sale, and they just knew I was a sports fan.
That's so exactly how these things happen, and that's you.
Oh, he likes football.
And a lot of times it'll be a traded player. Like you get, the Tigers trade Granderson, the jerseys go on sale, and a year and a half later, you get a Granderson jersey under the tree, and it's like, hey, thanks. The one that I have cited was years and years and years and years ago, somebody got me the book, Hello, Everyone, I'm Lindsey Nelson. Now, I mean, there's some relevant comparison, given what I do for a living, but Lindsey Nelson was the play-by-play voice of the New York Mets, the San Francisco Giants, Notre Dame football. He did some national games, but I'm like, oh, hey, thank you. But it was like, hey, he likes sports. He's a sports broadcaster. Get him the Lindsey Nelson book. And I'm, okay, thanks. But it happens. And they're worth a good laugh, right? I mean, it's a thought that counts. I'm appreciative that anybody wants to get me anything. But at the end of the day, this happens to people where you get a gift just because you're a sports fan and you're not, there's nothing to do with anything you like, but somebody says, here's a gift. It's a sports gift.
My mom is pretty notorious for this, and she knows I'm a sports fan and she knows what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So she just thinks I like all the local teams, which I do, but as far as fashion goes, I'm pretty particular. I don't like the gaudy stuff, the stuff that stands out, it's loud. I like things to be pretty plain. My favorite color to wear is like gray. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But she'll buy me like Piston gear or Tiger gear or Lions gear, and it's something I would never, ever wear, Doug. Like ever. Like
really?
Because like ever. Okay? And then you smile, you grin and bear, and thank you. Obviously, it's the thought that counts.
Yep.
But I'm never going to wear this. But I can't be like, can you get your money back? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Return it. I feel too bad saying that. But I don't know what to do with them. I've got a lot of shirts and sports t-shirts and not even real. They're not real jerseys. You know, it's a style like a fake jersey.
Like the knockoff. Exactly. The font's too big. Yeah, and it says across the front something like Detroit. And yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And God bless. Like, I mean, you smile and you thank people because it is cool that anybody buys you anything. Honest to God. But like, hey, Carlos Boozer Utah Jazz jersey. Thank you. So anyway, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Did this ever happen to you where you got a sports-centric gift just because you're a sports fan and it just didn't seem to really make any sense, but whatever. You took it, you smiled, and you gave him a hug and said, thank you very much. All right, so as we collect some of those that are coming in, I don't even know what the big sports news is in Detroit anymore. I suppose it's that Kerryon Johnson is likely to play Sunday against Denver. Lions are a 6.5 or 7 point underdog. I'm just telling you, people, this game is winnable. This game is winnable. And if Patricia isn't careful, they might actually win it. I feel like, in fact, these last two games are winnable. That the Detroit Lions could go out there and beat Denver and or beat Green Bay, depending what's on the line for Green Bay. But at this juncture, it could happen. It could happen. Now, Green Bay could be playing for the one seed. And so I don't think they're going to mail it in against the Lions the way the standings are. But this Denver game is winnable. And I have my concerns. I have my concerns at this point that they might actually go out and win it. Wouldn't it be funny, too, if they actually won it and Martha Ford immediately fired them all and came out with a statement winning that game was gross negligence and we had to let the staff go after the announcement they made this week? And before you say I'm not watching, I'm going to give you a reason to watch. Kang, I didn't tell you the reason. I mentioned it earlier, and you said, what, you got nothing else to do? No, I'm going to give you a reason to watch. I think the only reason to watch this game, well, it's not the only reason, but one of the reasons to watch this game. You know who's doing play-by-play on the TV broadcast?
Gus Johnson?
No.
I have no idea. That's my only guess.
Kevin Harlan. So we get a Kevin Harlan game.
He's doing TV?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know he does TV, but I didn't, you know.
He's doing the Lions-Denver game. So there is that.
He was doing that.
248-539-9797.
Drew Luck! I love Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan's funny.
I feel like he's better on radio, though, because he knows that he's got to get more descriptive, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially when there's a cat on the field.
If anything that remotely.
Beer flies into the stands.
That was an NBA game, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. He's really good in the NBA.
Yeah, he's really funny and really good. So there is that. 248-539-9797. Jim and Sterling Heights here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
A couple of years ago, I got a signed Major League Baseball with an autograph on it.
Yep.
I have no idea who signed it. And I don't even know how to try to find out who signed it.
So somebody got you an authentic MLB autographed baseball.
Yep.
And we don't have any idea who the signature is.
I have no idea.
That is classic. That is classic. So did you ask whose signature is this?
Yeah, well, I opened it up and I said, "Oh, cool, a signed baseball." And I said, "Who's it from?" And they had no idea.
Oh my God. I got to tell you, that one might be hard to top. That might be the best one we get today. That is outstanding. Have you done any research?
I was just going to ask you guys, how in the world can I find out? Because it looks like an authentic signature, and it's like there's no possible way you can, figure out what the name is by how they signed it. So I don't know. I was going to ask I could find out.
The only thing I can think is you put it out there on social media and somebody can say, oh, yeah, that's you got an autographed, Brett Saberhagen or something, right? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, it could be Nolan Ryan for all I know.
It could be, right?
Idea.
Could be awesome. It could be somebody special, and it could be Quentin Berry. But, yeah, I put it out on social media, Jim, and see if anybody recognizes it. Maybe if you send us a picture, we can retweet it.
Okay.
I don't know if you do
I'll
any
do
of that.
That.
Yeah, do that.
Yep.
I'll look at our Twitter notifications and then retweet it and ask, see if anybody can identify it.
Doug, tell Jim, you're still on the line. Our call screener, webmaster, Evan Jenkins, he has a Jenkins guarantee that he'll be able to tell you who autographed that ball.
All
or
right.
He'll find a way to find out who autographed that ball.
So you have Twitter, right, Jim?
Do you have email? How about email?
From Twitter.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
That's good.
All right. So let me tell you real quick why. It's the scene in The Godfather where Sonny beats up his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And after he beats him up, he kicks him one time and he says, if you touch my sister again, I'll kill you. So I retweeted that little clip with underneath it. I said, if you touch my sister again, I'll kill you. And they suspended me. I don't even have a sister.
Oh, my God.
I swear, it's ridiculous.
All right, hang on hold. We'll get your information because I'm excited to try and pursue this, Jim. So I'm gonna have Evan get your information, and we'll get a picture of it, and we'll try and retweet it. All right, or figure it out.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah,
hang on.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. That is happy holidays, everybody. I do love this topic, and Evan is on it, and the guy's gonna email over who the baseball is from. Or who the picture of the baseball, and Evan says he's going to find out as best he can because Evan's a
it's a Jenkins guarantee, Doug.
It's a Jenkins guarantee. Evan's an autograph / collectible hound. So, did the guy say Evan? Evan just walked in the studio. Did the guy say when he gets you the picture?
No, he just said he was going to send it. But like I said, the Jenkins guarantee has never failed, so I'll nail this.
All right, good.
Only when it fails.
Yeah. Other than that, the times it fails. We do this, it's kind of an annual show, but it happens to all of us, and it's going to continue to happen. People who know you're a sports fan. Now, sports fans are fans of very specific teams and players, not just sort of a, go sports. That's not, but people will then get you gifts that are sports related, whether you're a fan of that team or that player or not. And the next thing you know, Kang's got a Hardy Nickerson Tampa Bay jersey. 248-539-9797.
The white one, by the way.
Is it?
Dude, right now, that would be like a millennial's dream to take that to a Coachella or some kind of music festival.
Right. You're right.
Like, all these, you could resell for way more now.
Very random.
Like Firefest or something. All those kids out there wasting their money anyways.
Yeah, so it's got the nameplate on the back, Nickerson and all that.
Oh, yeah.
56?
It's legit, man.
Is it number 56?
Yeah.
What was it pewter era or was it orange?
It was more the orange because I think they had just switched over and it was the white one.
So they got rid of they were getting rid of the old stuff?
Yeah, they
stuff.
Didn't have the pirate with the knife in his mouth. It was the flag and the skull and crossbones.
God, some of these that are coming in are so great. 1997, I got a number 11 Vin Baker Team USA jersey. Never worn it. 1997, the Red Wings had Yzerman, Fedorov, Lidstrom, McCarty, Draper, Shanahan. So my friend's family got him a Doug Brown jersey. My brother-in-law got me a large cooking pot because it had an MSU sticker on it. I don't cook. Sports fan Christmas gift. An ex bought me a Kerry College jersey during the Carolina Panthers' second season. I wore it once. That's from Bill Downriver. Here's a great one. I was 14 years old, 5 feet, 7 inches tall. I got a Darius Miles LA Clippers jersey that would fit Darius Miles. It was what, 6'11"?
5'7" at 14 is pretty tall. Maybe she thought he'd grow into it.
248-539-9797. Anyway, the story, if you just tuned in, first call we got, guy got an autographed baseball, has no idea who the autograph is from. And our guy who does collectibles here at the station is Evan, who answers the phone. So Evan said he guarantees he'll find out who the autograph is. So he's going to email Jim, I think it is. He's going to email over a picture, and Evan's on it. Let's go to Mickey in Garden City. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mickey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas. Sorry, guys. I'm delivering mail right now. So the worst Christmas sports gift I got was from an ex. We were together for 10 years at the time, and she knew Barry Sanders, favorite player of all time. Still talk about some of the accomplishments he's made. Mm-hmm. Well, I opened my present, and it's a Deion Sanders cowboy jersey, and I hated the Cowboys. It was just terrible. Have a good day.
Sanders. It's a number in the 20s.
Could have been a worse Sanders, though. I mean, Deion's
Deion. Yeah, but he hated the Cowboys, so that doesn't help. Heather in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Heather.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm a huge Buckeye fan, born and raised in Ohio, moved up here before my children were born. And my daughter, she was 21 at the time, for Christmas, she was so excited because she got me an OSU puzzle.
Okay.
It was Oklahoma State.
The orange and black of Oklahoma State?
Orange and black.
What exactly?
All she saw was OSU.
What was it exactly?
It was a puzzle of an orange helmet that said OSU on it.
And she thought it was Ohio State.
She thought it was Ohio State, yeah. Now, in her defense, she is a Wolverine. Mm-hmm. I've raised two Wolverines and a Spartan. How I did that, I'm ashamed to say, I don't know. But
you're a smart kid.
Just... I like you guys anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
And she was just so excited to have found an OSU anything up in Michigan.
That's great. Oh, well, live and learn. 248-539-9797. Brandon in Oak Park. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Back in 05, the Pistons were in the finals, and I was a big fan, and my aunt, God bless her, got me a t-shirt. Now, she's notorious for getting me stuff that's, first of all, two sizes too small or totally the wrong team. But this year, I opened a present. It's the right size. I'm excited. But it's a 2005 Detroit Pistons championship t-shirt. We know they didn't win the championship that year. Apparently, she found a place that, you know, they must have made them early because they do that. And she bought one on the cheap and gave it to me as a present. And I'm just looking at her like, you know, they didn't win, right? Like, it's a Pistons shirt.
How the heck would she have found one for a year they didn't win? That was the year they lost San Antonio, right? I mean, that actually kind of is a collector's item.
Well, I'm going to guess it was a fake.
I guess they made like a bulk of them in the event that they won, but when they didn't, they were probably just sitting somewhere.
I guess those. I was accustomed to those things all getting shipped off to some third world country. I knew someone who was from Detroit who worked for a company that did these t-shirts. And during that 2005 season in San Antonio, and they had boxes and boxes of Spurs championship gear that they were planning on selling immediately after the game. And then the Pistons won game 6. And I remember she said their company was panicked, but those things usually get shipped overseas. You kind of got a collector's item. 248-539-9797. Dave on a cell. You're next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I
just have a quick story. My dad, he has five of us, and he likes to alternate gifts on Christmas from Lions gear to Michigan gear. Mm-hmm. About 5 years ago, he stopped buying his Lions gear. But the point of my story is my youngest brother, he's a diehard San Fran fan.
Yep.
All right. So remember, this is 2013. San Fran in February just gone to the Super Bowl. Well, come December 2013, my dad thought it was a good idea to buy him a San Fran jersey. But unfortunately, it had the Super Bowl logo stitched onto it. So I just happened to find this in a box in storage just last week. So it's amazing that you guys are having this topic. I don't even remember the number or the name on the jersey. It's just so funny that it had the Super Bowl logo on it, and they lost. But my dad still decided to buy him that jersey.
It wasn't. It was like the Super Bowl game worn jersey type of deal with the logo.
Well, it wasn't game worn. It was just something you buy out of the store. It had the Super Bowl logo on it. Like, what was it?
I mean, 48 still
or
cool.
Whatever it was.
It would stink to lose, but it'd be kind of cool to have a replica or a jersey with the Super Bowl logo on it. I mean, that's...
Well, he was completely offended. Listen, my brother flew out from Vancouver, B.C.
Yeah.
He flew down to San Fran to be a part of the atmosphere. He got stuck in San Fran because he expected them to win. They lost. His heart was broken. And then, 10 months later, my dad buys him a jersey with the logo on it? Yeah. He didn't like that very much.
He didn't appreciate it, huh? That's not that bad. Did you ever get a sports Christmas gift just because you were a sports fan and it had nothing to do with you? Like the Hardy Nickerson jersey that Ken got. Because, you know, go sports. this is cheap. This looks kind of cool. This might be authentic.
I don't even think they went that far. They were just like, oh, football jersey.
Immediately think of Ken. Got a bunch of these to get to. By the way, Jamie asked me a question yesterday. But, you know, the best case scenario for the Lions is drafting second. I did go through all the ramifications and all the possibilities to find out what the worst case scenario is. So if the best draft pick they can get is number two in the first round, if they win out, what is the worst possible draft pick they can have? We'll get to that at 10:38. It's Carson Anderson, Gator with the day off, open lines, 97.1. Okay, that was quick. Doug Karsh, Gator with the day off. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Having some fun with the Christmas gifts. Some of you are going to get this gift. You're going to get a gift, something. At some point in your life, somebody's going to gift you something sports-related, and you don't like that team, you don't like that player, but somebody saw, hey, sports, hey, jersey, they like sports. Hey, autograph, here's a book. You know, 248-539-9797. My mom got me a silver Joey Harrington jersey the year after he was gone because, quote, it was a good deal. Doug, I received a Matt Noakes signed baseball last year. Friend found it in his father's house, thought it was, quote, worth something because his dad was, quote, saving it. I am one of his only friends that is a large Detroit slash Michigan sports fan. That's from Johnny and Commerce. My mom got me a Jeff Garcia Cleveland Browns jersey for Christmas. Worst gift ever. Likely a clearance gift from a local Kohl's. One of those, how do we get this in our inventory, clearance gifts. This one's so random, it's great. I got an autographed photo of Wade Phillips.
You like old white guys, don't you? How do you even get one of those?
I don't know. You like football?
You like dudes named Wade?
My mother-in-law bought me a Detroit Lions totem pole. Yes, a totem pole. I firmly believe it is evil as it was purchased before Patricia's first season. That's from Tommy.
Excuse me, do you have any Detroit Lions totem poles? Hey, Cheryl! Get that Lions totem pole up here!
Because we're sold out of Wade Phillips autograph pictures.
Well, sir, it's your lucky day.
Actually, we have an abundance of them.
What size were you looking for? Yeah.
From Scott, this one always happens in our family. People can't keep track of which kids are Michigan fans and which ones are MSU fans. And some kid in our extended family gets the wrong team. Kids don't hide disappointment well. let's go to Trey out of Cell. Hi, Trey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
First time caller. I've been actually a new listener.
Appreciate it, Trey.
But a couple years ago, I told my grandma, she knows I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Yep.
And she says, well, you want a jersey? I say, yeah. So I want a Megatron jersey. You know, it's 81. It's Calvin Johnson. So Christmas comes. I open it up, and it's a Juggalo jersey. But it had a Detroit D on the front, and I guess it's like the guy with the hatchet. I'm like, I don't even listen to this kind of music. She said, yeah, you wanted a Juggalo jersey. I said, no, a Johnson jersey. I said, this isn't even a Lions jersey.
But she tried.
Hey, she made a solid attempt.
You can't just wear that out either, by the way. Like, you actually really have to like that group, or like people are going to be like, well, dude, what are you doing? Big Fago Pop fan.
Can't get off the totem pole. Got a lion's totem pole. I hope the thing's like 10 feet tall.
Maybe you can hang your coats from it or something.
Oh, some of these things are so random. I got a TJ Houshmandzadeh Bengals jersey for Christmas one year. The year after he left Cincinnati. Super random. Not a known fan of him either, but the TJ jersey has gotten a lot of compliments. Dude, you got to wear the Nickerson jersey someday, gang.
I'll wear it in next week, Monday. It's huge, too.
I got a really nice button-up baseball jersey for my 18th birthday. It was a Kansas State Wildcats jersey. Sure. Let's get back to your calls. Tim in Flushing. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. My wife used to be a manager for a company called MC Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
She brought me a neat little Detroit hat, blue and silver.
Yeah.
It said Detroit Loins.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. L-O-I-N-S.
You're kidding.
I asked her if she had any more of those. She goes, yeah. She goes, we got like six of them in the package.
Oh.
I says, I want them all. So I went and got them and gave them as gifts. I said, you know what? That's the most appropriate thing ever.
That is great. Yes. Some of these, like, that's accidentally awesome. Yeah. I mean,
they were fantastic. I still have it.
That's so cool. The Loins. We go to Patrick at South Lyon next. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, so this isn't a collector's item or anything, but I'm a hockey player. Growing up, I was probably 8 or 9. My grandmother bought me a left-handed hockey stick, and I'm right-handed. And she immediately wanted to see me use it out in the driveway.
Oh, no.
I didn't have the heart to tell her, so I'm out there shooting left-handed. She goes, Patrick, you're so much better on the ice. And the ego in me is sitting there. I'm like, I got to tell her, but my mom's looking.
Oh, you're breaking up there. We lost you, Patrick, but still. Hey, Grandma tried.
Maybe Patrick didn't have the heart to tell Grandma, and Grandma didn't have the heart to tell Patrick switch sports. You suck, Patrick. Maybe try basketball. Grandma, I'm right-handed.
All right, I said I'd get to this. Let me follow through, and we'll get back to more of your calls and texts because these are hilarious. So I did. I went through and ran all the ramifications, all the permutations, all the possible scenarios. Yeah, the Lions can get as high as the number 2 pick in the draft. We've talked about it. You know what the Giants need to win out. Actually, the Giants need to win one game. Miami needs to win one game, and Washington needs to win one game. If that all happens, and the Giants and Washington play one another, so the Lions, by taking care of business and losing Sunday, will move up to number 4 without really doing anything. Miami plays Cincinnati, I believe, and so that Miami could win that game, which could move the Lions up to number 3, and then the Giants play at Philly. I mean, ideally, Washington beats the Giants, and then the Giants beat Philly, and Miami beats Cincy, and Detroit's picking number 2. Best case scenario. But Jamie asked me if I'd gone through and figured out what the worst case scenario was. The answer is yes. Now, barring a tie between Jacksonville and Atlanta, in which case I don't even know what to do, the Detroit Lions, if the Detroit Lions win out to finish 5-10-1, okay, and Arizona loses out, the Jets lose out. And I was looking at these games too. There's some of them might be a bit of a stretch, but Arizona losing out is certainly possible. The Jets losing out, absolutely possible. Jacksonville plays Atlanta, which is the game that these are all 5-9 teams. Somebody's going to win that game, like I said, barring a tie. Chargers have 2 games. They're a favorite this week against Oakland. Denver obviously plays Detroit and closes with somebody good. I can't remember who. Carolina. If all those teams lose out, with the exception of the one winner in the Jacksonville-Atlanta game, and Detroit wins out, the Detroit Lions will be selecting 11th. 11th. So they could still really screw this thing up. Now, a couple things have to happen here. One is, barring any major shocks, the Green Bay game next weekend will mean something, so Green Bay won't sit people. And two is, Lions can't mess this up and win a game. I think they're playing this game this weekend, I think, is winnable. And I'm frightened that they are going to do so. Kang, I asked you what your feelings would be if the Lions actually won on Sunday. Your initial response was?
I'd be pissed.
Yep.
But then I remembered, I'm not going to lie to you, and I said, but you know, a little bit of me, it's gotten infected into my bloodstream of apathy.
Yep.
And there's a part of me that just is like, whatever. But my initial reaction, yeah, of course, I'm going to be like, of course they win now. But that would have been 100% last week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not the decision's been made to bring, you know, Patricia and Quinn back. I have a little bit of like, whatever in me now.
It would just be so hilarious if the Lions were the first team to fire a coach for winning a game. They win the game. And she's like,
no, upon further reflection, yeah, we're going to actually let him go. Like, this is like,
this is just negligent winning this game.
Exactly. Kerryon gets hurt. They win the game. And now we have to let him go.
You can't win this game. I mean, we gave him an ultimatum and they won the game. So they got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.